Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Well, I'll tell you what, isn't it wonderful to get greeted by such a wonderful, sweet little girl? Her name is Ariana. We recognize her and call her the princess. And Ariana Stanley lives in Minnesota, up in the mountains of the north middle of the country. And her mom is a former veteran and runs a show, that consulting organization, helping parents and children with autism. And Mary is on the board of the Hope Collection, and she partners with the Golden Rule Society, which on Fridays, this is our most exciting day of the week. We actually take this time to salute our great friend and the founder of the Golden Rule Society. Len Kane is just an outstanding, wonderful friend. And I'll tell you what, as you get to know him, and, you know, because of the show, Optimize Your Life, you get the chance to meet Len Kane every Friday. And, Len, how are you this afternoon or this morning there out in the West Coast?
Well, pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Good morning and good afternoon to you, my friend. I'm honored to be here on the show with you every Friday, and I'm filling in for other days, because that's what it's all about, to help make it a better world. And our Golden Rule Society is just getting close to our 51st anniversary, ladies and gentlemen. A charity. When we're all non-paid volunteers, we've been helping children, churches, and charities worldwide. And it's all, most everything is free. Some things are better than free. So stick with us. And by the way, if you have a paper and a pencil, keep it handy, because we're going to be giving you some often wonderful opportunities to help make it a better world for you, your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Ron, it's always just a pleasure, because Ron is we're partners with the Golden Rule Society and the Hope Collection. Great organization, and nice to be a partner with the dear Ron. So many wonderful things are happening, folks, but just stick with us, because we're going to knock your socks off in the very nicest way. Ron, always a pleasure to be with you, sir. So, I'll do the introduction and carry on, and I'll stand by with my sip of my coffee, and I'm right here to help.
Well, thank you, Lennon. Just so good to hear your voice. Hey, I got some exciting news. My pastor is actually coming to Coronado next Tuesday.
Wow, wonderful.
I was talking to him. We were at the World Day of Prayer, National Day of Prayer. We had a service last night, and the church was packed, and people came out. We just prayed and celebrated for our country, and had a time of healing, just a wonderful time together. And then I got to chat with him after service, and we need to get together, because we're obviously going to be planning your Sunday morning worship service with our church on the 28th of May, the end of the month, last Sunday. You'll be the guest and leading our Memorial Day commemorative service at our church. And I'm so excited and proud of that. So I was talking to Pastor Dave last night, and he said, well, I think he said he's going to town. And I said, where are you going? So I'm going to Coronado. I said, well, then you can meet Len. So anyways, maybe we can talk after the show, and maybe we can make arrangements so you guys can see each other face-to-face while he's out there. And that would be kind of cool, and set the stage for, it won't be the first time meeting on the service. If we can do that, I think that would be kind of cool. If you want to think, would you like to do that, Len?
I would very look forward to that, by golly. If your friend is in here in San Diego, Coronado, I'd love to meet him. It'd be an honor and a pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you kindly, and I'll call you right after the show. How's that?
He said he'd meet you on the Midway.
I know where that is, too.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I will be talking to him. We'll see if we can't get that arrangement made. That works out. I don't know what his schedule was or why he was there, but he seemed to allude something about his wife, or maybe there's something there that she's doing. So, anyways, we'll see if maybe he's got relatives. Pretty popular place out there. But I will let you know. I'll be talking to him in the next couple of days, and of course Sunday morning at church, I'll be able to talk to him eyeball to eyeball. So I'll keep you posted how that's going to get you information. Okay.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I would love to meet him.
Well, I got to tell you, we got exciting things happen. I'll let Mary share the good news about what the Buffalo Naval Park has made arrangements to happen when the Boy Scouts from Minnesota come to Buffalo. For not only they're going to come to church on Sunday, but they're also going to, obviously, they're going to be at the Buffalo Naval Park. They're going to actually install 7,300 American flags over the whole park. And go ahead, Mary Stanley is on board, our board member and also leader of many of our radio show programs during the week. Mary, why don't you share with Len Kane what's going to happen to the Boy Scouts when they come to Buffalo?
Well, for starters, they get to sleep one night on the USS Little Rock.
That's incredible. So the Buffalo Naval Park, which only they do this, they have a program to have groups sleep on the ships. There's three. You know, they don't sleep on the submarine. They don't let people, it's too small to do that, and that's not a good place to put a bunch of kids overnight. And the USS Sullivan has had some hull circumstances. In fact, last year it slipped; it actually sank. And they're at the end, after the Memorial Day celebration program, they're literally going to tow the Sullivans out to Toledo to dry dock to repair and do a repair of the whole hull. And so the fact that they're opening up the Naval Park to allow a special group of boys to sleep on board a USS destroyer escort called the Little Rock. And that is exciting. That is just incredible that this group is going to be recognized for that. So, Len, in honor of you being a Boy Scout, as part of that salute to you over the weekend, there, the Boy Scouts will be recognizing and doing things. Why don't you tell a little bit more of what they're going to be doing, Mary?
Over the weekend? Oh, there's.
Yeah.
Every time I turn around and make a phone call, somebody else has a great idea. There's lots of stuff that'll be going on. But this weekend, we are doing a fundraiser called Walking Tacos because today is Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, buenos dias, señorita.
Yes. But during our trip to Buffalo, we will be visiting Niagara Falls. And we will be going to the church with you. And the other goal is, while we're there, I'd like to take the kids to the Underground Railroad, if it's available.
Well, it's permanently there, and it's only a few blocks away from the Naval Park downtown.
Correct, but is it open when we're there? Because it is a holiday. A lot of things close during the holidays.
I'll call the director up. I know him, and I'll call and see what we can arrange, okay? Let me do that.
Yeah. And now, because of the start of this event, the Boy Scouts are working with the Battle Within and other organizations, and this will be a yearly event. It will not just be today, this coming up, Memorial Day thing. So every Memorial Day, our Boy Scouts will be there to help continuing the legacy on.
Wow. That's incredible. That's an incredible blessing. And you know, the fact that we are bringing honestly attention to that being Memorial Day and all those who have served us, laid down their life for us, so that we can be free and then have this church service that's open to everyone. And we are a free country. And last night we had our National Day of Prayer. That's what yesterday was designated as. I didn't know this, but the first president, Dwight Eisenhower, signed a proclamation making it law. Every president on the 4th of May every year has National Day of Prayer. And that is a requirement of every president to do the sign the document, making it the National Day of Prayer. And so that's what I did yesterday. And we had a service last night, and there was a lot spoken. So, boy, there's lots of recognition going on right now. I'm excited. I am not believing the media that keeps telling us that faith is reduced in our country. I believe there's more people. They're coming to prayer and coming to faith and getting stronger than ever. They may not be sitting in the pews in the traditional church setting, or they come and they don't necessarily join the churches, but they're there, and churches are growing. I believe they're just, that's the enemy, just trying to make us think things are not good and go, woe is us. I believe there's the revival of the Holy Spirit of the church is growing right now as we speak. And you see it on TV, here on the radio, and here in different cities. And every time there's some kind of tragedy, you see groups of people coming together. And they're becoming together in prayer. And they're coming together to raise up the kingdom of God. And I'm thankful. We're part of that as an organization and as individuals here at the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society. Right, Len?
Absolutely. We're here to help. By golly. Keep it going, Ron.
You know,
I love it.
You know, a lot of people don't know this and realize this, but in order to be a Boy Scout, you have to pledge to God, your country, and your family and community. Faith is a big part of the Boy Scouts, and they truly believe that the only way you can live that life of forgiveness and kindness and giving back to your communities and take yourself and live that level is through God. But, and the misconception is they're non-denominational. So they have programs for every religion. It's whatever you believe in as a whole or as a family. And when we do big campouts, we have chaplains from every denomination out there and is part of the ceremony system for the Boy Scouts.
I don't believe most people today know that, because a few years ago, our negative media has done a job. As they have, you know, they've been attacking churches and organizations all over the country. It's all part of the process to minimize the impact that we can have on each other. And what COVID did, it just gave them power to hide behind. You know, I read this morning, not only is COVID over, the emergency is over. That's the writing coming from the World Health Organization. The COVID emergency is over. That was in writing today. Now, we've known it's been over for a while. It's just the old sick in the muds or the ones that want to hold on to the power that they got during the pandemic, that they could control people's lives. And what we've got are people that are free. And when people are free, their visions, their dreams, their love, their companionship grows. And that's what we're all a part of doing. I'm so proud because we have leaders like yourself, Mary, and leaders like Captain Len Kane, and leaders like Country Boy. And we have leaders of Kim, better known as Queen. We have people that are setting the example of leading lives and help people grow closer to be God-like in what we're doing. We're not gods. We serve God. But boy, oh boy, it's exciting to see the wonderful things that are happening in so many ways. And I'm sure there's other people besides myself that could share a story or two here today. And by the way, the mics are open. If somebody would like to share a thought, we of course want to always remember that we've got Captain Len Cain on board here today, and we don't we certainly want to continue to honor him, because much of what we do came from some of the things that he developed through the Golden Rule Society. So if anybody had some thoughts they wanted to share this morning, the dashboard is full. Let's share some thoughts today.
Hey, Ronnie, it's Bob. How you doing today?
Hey, Robert, the Mighty Oak.
I'm working, but I wanted to get on the show today. So I was just thinking about, you know, we're serving God, all of us, in everything that we do in His name, and He is by the way serving us every day. He's giving us blessings, many blessings every day, and that's His way of serving us and accepting us and giving us forgiveness and giving us so many wonderful blessings every day. And I just I just happened to think about that when you were talking, and I'm just so so thankful that Mary's part of our team, and she's doing so many good things, including bringing the Boy Scouts to the function, and that's awesome, and way to go, Mary. Thank you, and I thank you, Ronnie, for all the things that you do to help us. I'm going to call you later today, probably closer to evening, if you're available, and I want to get a little bit more details on some specifics on what's going on the 29th and so forth. I'm bringing my friend Larry Casparine is coming with us, with my wife and I, and so
we're going to get to meet Flo.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Oh, I have to tell you how exciting that is. I'm so proud of you guys. By the way, just so you know, Len and Ann Cain will be flying in. I'll let everybody know. They're flying in Friday night. They get here not after dinner time. So we're just going to pick them up at the airport and take them over to the Russell Steaks and More Hotel Restaurant. And where that's at on Transit Road, that's the main highway in Buffalo. It's about 5 minutes from the airport. And there's a big Heroes Park memorial on the front of the property, right on the road. And there's over top of it, a 100-foot flag flying over top of it. So that's where Lenin will be staying through the weekend and the following week. And there's different things going on. We will share more what's going on, Bob, but I want everyone to know, everyone is welcome on Sunday morning at our church, Resurrection Life Church, and we'll give everyone directions. But Len Cain is going to be speaking. Correct, Len? Oh. Someone's got
yes, sir. Phone. We're looking forward to all of this, and it's exciting. Ladies
now,
and gentlemen, you're listening to the wonderful program, and you ought to do your friends a favor. If you can and you want to, do them a big favor. Give them a call and tell them to log on here. Just give them the telephone number. They can come on in and listen and hear all the wonderful opportunities, gifts, and blessings that everybody that is in part of the program that offers. And that's the nice part about it. And a little bit of a history of the Golden Rule Society. It's something that my wife and I founded. It'll be the end of June this year. It will be 51 years, a little more than half of a century.
You're not that
nice
old
part
yet,
about
are you,
it,
Lynn? You're not that old yet, are you?
Well, absolutely. It marches on. Time marches on, absolutely. So anyway,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please just tell them to dial in on the good number, the 714 and 816-4686. And they can hear and can take advantage of all the wonderful blessings. And they're free. Most everything is free. Some things are better than free. So That's the way it goes when you get to the goldenrulesociety.org. So many, many things going to happen, so I'll have to get back onto it and just tell people about what's going. And one of the nice things that we have going right now is what we call the Kindness Campaign. And a little background on that. When I graduated high school, I was off the next day, I was off to the Navy. And I packed up my bags and my wife, I was just walking away. And my mom says, well, Len, before you go, I want you to remember something. Wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, she said, be kind. And that has stuck with me. It's in my mind and my heart and my soul. And we are now continuing that for all these many, many years. And through my career in the Navy and career as an airline captain. But that's what it's all about, to help make it a better world for everybody. So here's where it started. On the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in 2021, we launched the Golden Rule Society's Worldwide Kindness Campaign, and we're touching the lives of others here, there, and everywhere. So with love, kindness, and hope for peace and joy in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. And it's a noble cause to live what many call God's 11th commandment, which says, share the love that I give you with others. What a wonderful, wonderful world it would be. So bless you and yours now and always. And that's what we're doing. It just gets better all the time when we have people like Ron Clayton and his friend who popped in, Bob, welcome aboard. And we're just continuing to do that. That's what we're all about. So many nice things that you can have. I will tease you and give you just one little place to start. And it's you have to go to our website. I mentioned it's very simple. And you know how it goes, www.rulesociety, that's all one word, no spaces, .org, O-R-G, simply means we're a charitable nonprofit, exempt name. We started here in California, San Diego area, but we've gone nationwide and worldwide with it, approved by everybody and their brother. That's the nicest thing that we can feel and talk to about. And we're welcome usually wherever we go. People like to hear what we're doing to help them be more successful. So there it is again. I'll say it a little slower. www.goldenrulesociety.org. No spaces in the Golden Rule Society. And that's the wonderful part about it. And I'll just mention just a couple of things that tease you to stay here. And one of the things we have, and I'm a part of the program, we have 24 senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society. And again, I'll stress, we're all non-paid volunteers for almost 51 years. But anyway, one of the things you're going to look at when you get there, you're going to click on Intiva Health. This was founded by a gentleman who was a Marine, a combat Marine, who was seriously injured in combat, and badly enough that they discharged him from the Marine Corps. Wonderful man. And what he did, back to school in the colleges in Texas, and he formed this organization because he was a very technical guy. And he is as a leader helping the world's medical professionals. As a matter of fact, I'm a part of the program, but listen to this. And 2 years ago, we were established and selected as the leading organization in the world supporting medical professionals, the medical industry. And you get there. I'll give it a short little adventure. What you do is there was a fellow that called and says, I'm really in a heap of hurt, and the doctor that I'm going to doesn't have an accent for it. I said, well, why don't you go to Intiva Health? It's free. You log in, talk to scientists, doctors, nurses. People know what they're doing. And he told him that story. Couldn't get rid of the specific pain that he had. And I said, well, okay, here's what you do. And I'll make it round numbers. They took him and listened to him, and they told him, talk to me about it, the problem. And they said, okay, here's what the deal. Don't take the ABC pill. Take the XYZ pill. And he tried that, and the pain went away. And he's just so thankful for it. And we've got guys and gals that come in there and get into the Intiva Health program, and they want to tell them. One guy was a sailor. He says, I've got the cure to cancer, and this is what I'm doing. And he was so excited because he had the cure to cancer. And what the professional said, well, that's very nice, but we've got to tell you something. That's been tried, and it doesn't work. But do come aboard, and the idea is for people to use their synergy, much everybody working together rather than somebody trying to be number one or whatever that is. But we're working together to help make it a better world, and that's the nice part about it. God bless you. Just go to GoldenRuleSociety.org, and you can log on to the Nobel Peace Prize and the thing. It's hope for you. And wonderful stuff. And there's many other things I'm going to tell you about. And please stay with us. Get your friends on board. And we'll keep the program going, because we've got more to tell, and we're not selling anything. So back over to you, Ron. I'm here to stand by.
Well, thank you, Glenn. And again, we just are so proud to be of the fact that Joel Griffin, and you met through Burl Walk many years ago, a radio genius and a marketing genius that really has set the pattern and a pace. This guy was just a leader. If you go on and look up Burl Walk and his history and Who's Who in America, like Len Cain, he's listed in Who's Who in America. And these are people who are of great, not just influence, but are great heroes in making a difference in this world. And so when Joel and Len got together, their hearts, what can I say? Their hearts were just united in faith and love and respect, and they were both doers. And so they got together, Len and Joel, and they merged. You know, the merging of the Golden Rule Society and the Hope Collection, when I say merge, we operated with a special bond and a special agreement. The old Golden Rule Society keeps their total identity, keeps their autonomy, so they're independent, and yet we can work hand-in-hand with the Hope Collection because our purpose, our mission is absolutely identical. And with the people who are on this call and who are part of the boards of the Golden Rule Society and the people on the board of the Hope Collection, I'll pledge to keep the vision and the hope of what Joel and Len have led for so many years. And it's exciting because now we have an opportunity to shine more than ever. And I want to relate. I'm not trying to get away from the Golden Rule Society in any way. I want you to know, and again, everyone who's on the call, this program, the end of the month that we have, it is a national holiday. And it's a commemorative ceremony. This isn't a rah-rah time. But we are going to be happy and joyful. I want you to know, anyone that's on this call, that when you decide to come to Buffalo for this weekend event, and if you can be here for Saturday, Len and Ann are going to be escorted by Dr. Mark Donnelly and his wife Laura, and Len and I. But Mark is an author, a professor, a doctorate, and he's written many books. He writes children's books, loves the Lord, and he's written a book about Niagara Falls, the history and all the exciting things. And he and Laura are going to take Ann and Len and I and everybody else that wants to come along.
we're going to make do a tour of Niagara Falls. You know, Len Cain has flown, I understand, enough miles to fly to the moon and back, maybe even more than once. But anyways, in all the travel that he's done, he's never been in Buffalo and Niagara Falls. So we are making this just an outstanding celebration of having them in our community and also sharing with them what we have and the love and what we have here as Americans and lovers of God. And we're going to make this just a wonderful day. So Bob and your family and Larry and anybody else on the call that could get to Buffalo on that weekend, Saturday is going to be in the morning. We're going to do a tour. I'll call it an inspection of the Naval Park. We're going to have our Captain Len Cain do an inspection of the Naval Park. And, by the way, if you want to learn how to fly a plane, the museum has a, what do they call those? Where you learn to fly in. What are those called, Len? There's a name for it.
Simulator?
Simulator. There you go. Mary's got the terminology. So they've got a simulator where you can learn to fly a jet. And then you're going to be able to go on in the tour if you want to. The museum is a museum, so and they have charge, but we have discounts programs set up. But you'll be able to go and visit, or you can tour the area, and obviously there's a front, the waterfront, the park itself area is all free. The ships and everything like that to go on an actual tour that they charge for that. But I want you to know we will be having the kids are going to be on the ship. Mary didn't mention this, but the Naval Park normally charges up to $200 a person to sleep on board those ships. They have donated the ability for the Scout 350 to sleep on those ships at no charge. That's an incredible, and not only is it an incredible experience to begin with, but then for them to donate, for the scouts to be on board and sleep on board that ship, I'm telling you, what a treat for those kids that's going to be. And right in front of the ship is we call it the Monument Boulevard. There's the Vietnam War Memorial. There's the World War II Memorial. There's a Desert Storm Memorial. There's the African-American Veterans Monument, the only one of its kind in the world. Then there's also the Battle Within Monument for the soldiers that have lived with or have not lived with post-war traumatic syndrome. And that organization is who sponsors. And literally, they are the ones who sponsored bringing Len Cain and Ann Cain to Buffalo, New York for this event. And I want to acknowledge them for doing that. Right now, the Boy Scouts are looking for and are accepting donations to help them with the cost. They are coming by train. We found out that was the least expensive methodology to get everybody here. We're talking 30 kids and their parents. So if you can make a contribution, you can go online. And Mary, do you want to give that website or that email to people to go to and make a donation?
Sure. All you have to do is go and type in PAC350, and there's a donation link. There is also a link on every radio show for you to be able to just click on and donate. And at Optimize My Life Radio on all our platforms, we'll have the link as well. I think, Ron, we should talk a little bit about what the Battle Within is and why it is such an important organization.
Well, certainly. Go ahead, Mary. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
What the Battle Within organization does is they have resources and help for veterans and active service members who are struggling with mental health disorders, such as PTSD, anxiety, and depression. And they help find alternatives to be able to help them resolve it through musical therapy. Through, you know, different products such as, you know, CBD and medical-grade marijuana that is not covered by the VA. So a lot of these soldiers have tried getting help, have tried going through the VAs, and their idea is to put them in psychiatric help or prescribe heavy doses of medications. And that doesn't always work. So they are working with all these different organizations and different alternative forms of help to be able to help these gentlemen. And the goal is to make sure every service member currently serving or haven't or gotten out can get their help and they won't make it to the wall. Because the wall is for all the soldiers who lost their battle with the mental health disorders that we struggle with. I, for one, struggled with PTSD and anxiety when I got out. And I, you know, thank God every day that I found the help and the resources to help me. Because there could have been a chance that things could have gotten worse and I could have ended up in that situation.
Well, thank you, Mary, for describing this organization, the Battle Within. They are a national organization, so it's not just in local and Buffalo. So if you know somebody or you're looking for some additional help, we have access and you have access to that when you're here. And as I mentioned, they actually have the monument at Monument Row here at the Naval Park, so you'll be able to tour that while you're here. So I want to encourage everybody. Saturday, as I mentioned, we're going to take Lennon in on a whirlwind tour of Niagara Falls. By the way, Lennon, we will pass the Niagara Air Force Base, where the 914th is the name of the air wing there. That is a group of soldiers who have Air Force that have been promoting and helping in every war, going back to World War II. And they have what's called the C-130s. They used to be the home of the C-130s. Those are the big, huge fueling tankers that serve refueling jets all our Air Force and maybe all over the world. And then they also have 914th, their airlift. What they do, they have these Hercules. I can't remember the name of the plane, but it's a Hercules. There's a number for it. And they actually airlift tanks and military equipment, multiple Humvees that can put a whole group of soldiers on board this. And they do air rescue. And they're located right there at the Air Force Base in Niagara Falls. We'll go past that. We may, if we have time, Len, we've got a Blue Angel jet, U.S. Navy, Korean War Navy jet. That's on the corner of Brighton and Colvin Boulevard in Tonawanda. And when I was 12 years old, they brought that plane into the Conway Field, it was called then, and they set it on the corner. And my buddies and I, we had forts and all that stuff. Well, you know, bringing a jet plane and it's got a canopy on it, and you can get inside the plane. We had the opportunity, and Joe Nataro and I got inside that plane, and we pulled the canopy over us, and it locked. We got caught inside the plane. Well, we were there a long time, and somebody finally called the police, and they came and rescued us. And I want to tell you, I still have a bruise on my butt because we were on the front page of the newspaper, Tonawanda News, because we got trapped inside the Blue Angel. And it's still there, but they sealed the jet, the canopy now. It's metal, and you can't get in it anymore. But we made the front page of the newspaper, Len. So I've been in a Blue Angel. I've been waiting to tell you that story. But we may, if we get a chance, we'll pass that on the way or way back when we go to Niagara Falls.
Wonderful. That is really great. We have something in common there, Ron, because we have it when I was a fighter pilot in the Navy. We had a deployment to the Atlantic, and we were over there aboard the carrier, and what they needed was another organization to replace us, so we had to spend almost 6 months in Spain at the air station there. And rather than couldn't do any real Navy work, so the commanding officer, he went up to the air wing commander, who then up to the admiral, and said, what we'd like to do is do the Blue Angel air show throughout Spain, southern part of France, the west coast of Italy, and for the sixth fleet vessel out in the Mediterranean. So for 6 months, I was the skipper's right-hand man. We put on the Blue Angel air show, and we just, what a pleasure it was. And let me tell you, when you're flying within a couple foot or so from your leader, you are really working your tail off, because that's the precision work that they're doing. And that was a wonderful 6 months. But then we got back to being real fighter pilots again, rather than just air show guys. But fun stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And these are the things that we've been doing and have done. And by the way, one of the things that I want to tell you about, you've got the emails, the website, www.goldenrulesociety.org. And then there you're going to find a project that's called Hope for You. And this show is going on because of the Hope Connection organization. But the founder was, what an incredible man he was. And small world that it is, I'm from Scranton, Pennsylvania. And what he told me was that he was going to college with the guy that was my football coach in high school. Never met him for many, many years, but we finally met. Then he said, what a small world it is. Great, great graciousness. I the hope for you. And there's another program called Success for You. This is educational, motivational, inspirational, character-building guidance for people of all ages. Because it's success for you. And logic is, if you follow the teachings of history's most successful people, logically, you're going to be more successful in your life. And it's for you, and it's free. And you just got to take advantage of it, what's been offered to you. And I jokingly tell everybody, I'm not selling anything, because I'm doing the work of the Lord. And he doesn't pay me anything, but I understand the retirement program is out of this world. So all in good fun, but there are many things going on. And we have another one that you should really like. It's called Wise Traveler. And the nice part about that, these are discounts on land, sea, or air, which means if you want to fly on an airplane, you got to call them. And I'll give another example. A friend of mine from San Diego, he and his wife had to go on to New York City for a trip. So they called and tried to make the reservation. And the fellow on the other end said, well, okay, that'll be $1,000 for you and your wife to do a round trip. And he says, hey, well, you know, I'm a part of the Golden Rule Society discount program. Oh, let me say something. Well, it was only $500 for a round trip for both of them. And the nice part about it, this doesn't expire. When you sign in and you're a member with Golden Rule Society, and you just go right on to the airlines, or you can go on a train, a bus, what have you, on a ship out in the ocean, you know, these wonderful cruise ships. It's there. They will just give you the discount. But I always tell people, don't try to get a discount on New Year's Eve or 4th of July or one of the busy holidays, because what they do, they give you a discount when they have going to have empty seats. They're going to have somebody in the seat at half price, rather empty seat. And that's what it's available to you. There's so many wonderful boys. That guy, good save. And we have an organization that offers video emails. Everybody says, well, what's that? Well, most everybody emails everybody and their brother. But instead of just having them read what you're saying, they see you with all of this little small camera on your PC. And you're covering, and what they do is you call them and talk to them. And I do it all exclusively with the Golden Rule Society charity. I send a video, about a minute or so. That's all I do. And it just keeps going, and they see your smile, they see your laugh, they see how serious you are, and the message gets their attention, and they stay part of the program. If you're trying to take care of your customers, or if you're trying to establish people who to be will be customers, businessmen, or ladies, God bless you. Take advantage of it. Now, I must say one thing. The program with the discount on that program is there is a small fee, a very small fee, and Golden Rule Society, we use it all the time. And it's really successful. Impact is incredible. So we send an email, a video email, and ask people who receive it, forward it to all of their family, friends, and neighbors. Next thing you know, everybody's part of the Golden Rule Society. Membership is free, and there's no monthly fees or anything like that, but we give you all the good things that are happening on a day-to-day basis. So give it a go, try it out, and there it is. Lots of good stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And I can just go on and on, and I will do it just because I'm doing you a big favor. And the nice part about it, by the way, there's a little story about the Nobel Peace. By the way, I've only been nominated 5 times for the Nobel Peace Prize. And in 2014, I was number 2 in the world. And I said, well, that's very nice, and I don't mind being number 2, but I would prefer to be number 1 because in the Navy, I was the Navy's first East Coast Top Gun. That same year, I became the All-Navy Top Gun. And it's very proud to be part of that organization. Good people. Wonderful stuff going on. So you can go to the site and take advantage of it, and you can share it with your family, friends, neighbors, churches, and charities, and you're doing them a big favor as well. Just give them the website, and they can have it. That's nice to know. And again, membership is free. And what you do is you join as a member, and what they'll do, something exciting and good, beneficial, what I do is I share it with all the members. And we have the membership of the senior advisors. We have 24 of them. Wonderful, wonderful, exciting people. They're professionals. It just goes on and on. They're wonderful, wonderful people, and they're part of the Hope Collection and the Golden Rule Society charity. So keep on keeping on, ladies and gentlemen, because you can share this with your family and friends, neighbors, church or charity, all that sort of stuff. And it's really exciting. And everybody tells me, this is wonderful. Why didn't you tell me about it sooner? Which I told one of the doctors about the business of helping the medical industry. And one guy said, he's a church girlfriend, and he said, Len, why didn't you tell me about this sooner? This is the best thing that ever happened to us. Because they're up to speed. They're the go-getters. And if you don't need to be a physician or anything like that, you can just go there and see and hear the good things that might just make a difference in your life. And that's what we want to do. We want to serve. So anyway, time for me to take another little sip of the
this coffee time
coffee
Len?
This morning. So back over to you, sir, and I'm here to help.
Hey, Len, I want to share a couple things. When you mentioned about Intiva Health, another one of that organization is incredible. They recently published. They are now been valued as a company worth $1 billion. They are doing $1 million in one division. They're doing $1 million a month. And the product that they're producing, if you buy any kind of pharmaceuticals or vitamins from Whole Foods or CVS, they are contracted with Intiva because they produce, you know, the gummy bear vitamins you see on TV and all those. Whole Foods and CVS both use Intiva Health Manufacturing exclusively. And there's others, but those are the two most popular companies that I know about. Those are huge in the health business. And I know the gummy bear products is a way of getting your vitamins or food supplements or prescriptions. What's unique about Intiva's product? Number one, it's a pharmaceutical-grade product. It's not anybody can make gummy bears, but that doesn't mean you can eat them healthily. The other thing is they're prescription grade and they're organic. I think that's really, really important when we're talking about when we're putting stuff in our bodies. So you have an organic and pharmaceutical grade product that you can get from CVS or Whole Foods. Now, I also want to announce to you, Len, that you know, it's funny, you mentioned the Golden Rule Society Travel Organization. You've called it Wise Travel for a long time, so we just carry that name on. But it is actually the sign-up becomes, and so what happens is you get a confirmation when people join you, and you have another group of people that we just got registration certification that you got more people joining the Golden Rule Society system. So as they use the system, when they use it, they do benefit themselves guaranteed 30 to 60% less than the normal marketplace anywhere on the internet. And when you they save it, the Golden Rule Society does benefit the organization. You know, they got overhead. They got to pay for the phone. They got to pay for the electric. They're going to run, you know, they got the office. And so that goes towards helping that to cover that. And that's administrative. So that's a good thing. So when you support, you use the Golden Rule Society Travel, you are benefiting them. You are helping it do more of what they do, Len, and we're proud of that. You know, we are so excited. I want to continue. I'm going back to do another advertisement. I really do want to promote everybody would feel welcome to come in. As I mentioned, the last week of the month, you've got the Saturday, the tour will be, you can join us on the tour of Niagara Falls with Len and Ann and Dr. Mark Donnelly and Laura and Len and I and anybody else who joins us. And then Saturday night, there is a special evening at the Russell Steakhouse that is open to a limited number of people. You just have to reserve. And I have to tell you, they're not, their dinners are not inexpensive. It's not a, it's not like eating at Burger King. It's one of the top steakhouses in entire New York State. But you're welcome to come. I want to, the invitation is there. I just have to know about it. You have to make reservations. And that's for Saturday night at 8:30. Sunday morning is open to everyone to have church and come to church at Resurrection Life Church. That's where Lynn and I attend. That's where Len Cain, Captain Len Cain, will be leading the church service and the memorial service on Sunday morning. And then Sunday afternoon, we're going to have an open house over our house. So if you're in town, come on down. Well, we're going to have, weather permitting, we'll have a picnic and things. And then Monday morning, of course, we kick off. The service starts at 9:30 in the morning, so you got to be here early. Or, and there is limited seating. You can bring lawn chairs with you, but there is limited seating for the event. But there will be 1,000 people out there, guarantee them. So please plan on coming. And then Len will be here for another day through Monday, and then they leave on Tuesday. In between, one of our great friends from the Hope Collection and Golden Rule Society, Rick Reese and Brenda, are coming into Buffalo Sunday night. So you'll be able to catch up and see and meet them, too, if you haven't. This is the weekend of weekends, guys, and it's heralding them turning into one of the great events for the Hope Collection, Golden Rule Society, and Marketplace Ministries that's ever existed at any given time. So, guys, make yourself available. Get in touch with us if you need help. We'll help. We make arrangements. We have means and ways of helping people do things, and we know people have budgets, so we can be mindful of that so we can help you know what's the best. If you need those accommodations or things, we can help you get that put together. So, call us, keep in touch, and let's talk some more about it. Len Cain, we salute you one more time. The Who's Who in America, the Nobel Prize
nominee, Lieutenant Colonel Top Gun. I'm telling you what, mister, we're proud to call you friend, and we're blessed beyond blessings. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Have a great weekend. Talk to you later.
God bless you all. Take good care. Bye-bye for now.